We had a lot of action yesterday. Boxing in Rochester's Boxing Club in Weatherside in Derry. 50 boxers took to the scales representing 21 clubs, 12 from Derry and 9 from Donegal. We had 12 contests on the day, 10 finals and 2 semis. And we had 5 Donegal winners on the ring and 9 walkovers. So we have 14 boxers from Donegal already through to the Ulster Finals next week, Oisin, and up in 2000 Centre in Newton Stewart.
Yeah.
Good times for the Donegal boxing.
Certainly is. So there's going to be a lot of activity next weekend for these Ulster Finals, and of course all trying to get places then in the national stage of the competition, Peter, isn't it?
That's right, Oisin. National Finals, Ulster champions go through to the National Finals that start on the 24th of March in Dublin. So everybody will be looking forward to them for a place in them, you know. And there should be a great day's boxing next week in the 2000 Centre up in Newton Stewart. We go in from 9:30 to 10. The boxing's starting at 11 o'clock. And all credit must go to the Two Castles Boxing Club up there in Newton Stewart, who's took on this year Ulster Championship for this year. You know, it's a great venue up there, and it's great men behind it. And the Ulster Boxing Council, very, very grateful to them for all the work they've put into it, you know.
Yeah, I suppose given that it's so close to home as well, just down the road, Peter, is there'll be a lot of anticipation ahead of the finals that boxers from the Northwest region can do well.
That's right, Oisin. They'll be really looking forward to it. You know, they'll be all up for it this weekend. Everybody's very, very anxious to get a place in Dublin. You know, they book their place for Dublin through these Ulster Finals. It's big time for all the boxers. Like, if you don't go on now, your season's kind of really over, you know.
Yeah. It's an exciting time as well, because in, just under 2 weeks' time, Peter, there's going to be a Donegal squad heading to Boston to take part in a major tournament in Massachusetts. It is, of course, a St. Patrick's Week, a very exciting time for Donegal boxing, and a very exciting time for these young men who are going to go out.
A big, big venture to take on, Oisin. It's been, no, we had the Boxing Academy here back in April, and it was all done through Mark Porter, a former Buncrana boxer. Mark was instrumental in setting all this up, you know. And the boys came and boxed on the 21st April in the Clanry Hotel. That's where they stayed as well. And we had a great time with them. We were there for 5 days. And we've been asked back now again, and we couldn't have been asked back at a better time than the St. Patrick's Week, you know. We have the big tournament on. We leave on the 14th. Oisin, and we have a big tournament on the Teachers Union Hall in Dorchester on the 16th, St. Patrick's Eve, you know, and then we have plenty of lined up for after that, you know. We'll be at the parade through, we've been asked by Boston's Donegal Association to part in the parade, St. Patrick's Day, and we'll go to Michael McLaughlin Owens Championship fight on the 18th, that's also in Dorchester, you know, so it's great. They have some great receptions lined up for us as well, with the Boston Police Academy, and a reception with Lord Mayor Martin J. Welch, whose parents come from Connemara, you know. So it looks to be going to have a very, very good trip, Oisin.
Yeah, it's going to be a great experience for the young men, Peter. And Donegal have fought well in recent years against America in these recent competitions.
That's right, Oisin, they've come out very, very well on them. And whenever we boxed them in the Clanry, we come out by 7-2. We had 9 bouts on that night and a couple of exhibitions. We come out very well then, you know, and we have a good selection of boxers going as well, Oisin, from a boy to 12-year-old reigning Irish champion, young Bernie McDonough, right up to a senior boxer with 90 contests, you know. So we have a good selection of boxers, 15 boxers in total, and 6 officials, actually.
Yeah, a big crew heading out, and certainly an exciting time. Anything else happening boxing-wise that we have to look forward to over the next number of weeks and months, Peter?
Well, we have 2 semi-finals this week as well. Oisin to be boxing the Northwest Zones on Thursday night. We have an all-Donegal final between Oisin McHugh, Rafoe, and Finnan Rogers from Dunloe. That will decide the Northwest champion and the junior one at 57. Kilos, who goes through to the Ulster final next week. That'll be in Letterkenny at the squad train for the boys that's going to Boston. Takes place on Thursday night. And also on Thursday night, we've got a bout in Derry. There's a new club in Derry, the Waterside Boxing Club, and that's under the guidance of a former Roma boxer and coach, Big Davy Simmons. And the final of the boy 4 at 48 kilos between the Irish reigning champion, Owen Quince and John's Derry and Karen Dunnis, and Rick Cunningham will be one of the boys on there, you know, so that's looking good. We could have, if possible, another two boxers in the Ulster Finals as well next week, Archie.